25 years old, Nenyurata Teveli is enjoying a sunny day in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. She had been away in Ukraine for 4 years, studying to become a medical doctor, till February 2022, when Russia invaded Ukraine, ending her studies and thrusting her future into uncertainty. Tearing up, Teveli recounts her escape from Ukraine.
I remember I walked for 12 hours. I could see the border, like, where we were going to enter, but my legs were giving up. Sorry. Like, I'm not used to walking for so long. And I remember I called my dad and I was telling him that I just want to, like, rest a bit. And my dad was like, no, when you stop, you're not going to get up. So you just have to continue. So he just said, you have to continue walking. Like, there is no way. If you stop, your legs would give up completely. So I just continued walking until when I got through the borders.
Remembering the February 2022 phone from their terrified daughter, Nyagusi Teveli says he and his wife didn't sleep for days, fearing that their daughter might not make it out of Ukraine alive.
The time was very hard for us as parents. Her mother was faint. Because she saw that her daughter is going to die. We kept encouraging each other. But lastly, me, because I was not crying, I was trying to fall out for her. At the sixth day, I became sick. So I rushed it to hospital. And the doctor told me that is peptic ulcers and it is severe.
From Ukraine, Teveli crossed to Poland and then Italy, from where she flew back to Tanzania. Grateful to have survived, she held on to her dream of completing her studies. After a few weeks of resting and healing, Teveli applied to other universities in the European Union. But finding a place was not easy.
I did a lot of interviews, I did a lot of countries, and I got some universities, but most of them were suggesting that I should go back, like, years back in order to learn the language so that I could be able to do my clinicals, because it's really hard doing clinicals in most EU countries. English is their second language. Most of them have their own official languages. So I just came back home.
According to Ukrainian State Center for International Education, Teveli is just one of about 10,000 African students who were studying in Ukraine before the war. Left with few choices, Teveli, like many others, switched to alternative pathways to continue her studies and rebuild her future. But language was not the only obstacle.
For non-EU citizens, we know the school fees is really high if you're going to study medicine. So it was one of the challenges that most Tanzanians faced. Most Tanzanians that I know ended up changing their course of direction. So people who are into medicine transferred into nursing schools or transferred into psychiatry or psychology.
After some soul searching, Teveli concluded that while she might not become a medical doctor, she could still help to improve the healthcare system in her country. Thus, she changed her perspective.
I had to go back to the drawing board. Like, are you ready to repeat several years back so that you can learn a new language and continue medicine? I was like, I could still help people. There is a lot of masters in public health. There is international business management. I can help in opening businesses and helping in opening hospitals and helping, like, managing the hospitals to make sure that they provide actually proper care to people.
Painful as it was starting over, Teveli accepted a scholarship in France to study international business management. Now in her third year, Teveli, who is home for a short break, says she no longer thinks of going back to Ukraine or studying medicine.
I'm already in a new path, so I don't think I'll also be going back.
According to the Ukrainian State Center for International Education of the Ministry of Education and Science, there are more than 51,000 foreign students in Ukraine, compared to more than 84,000 before the war. Nigeria and Morocco are among the top 5 countries of African students in Ukraine. Reporting for VOA Africa, I am Lulu Sanga in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.